I'm going to share a word that I'm going to share an extended version of tonight. This is from Matthew chapter 9. Thank you, Lord. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, they were bringing him to him, a paralytic lying in a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Take courage, my son, your sins are forgiven." Behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This fellow blasphemes." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'?" And one of the things about that scripture, it's amazing, Jesus is saying, it's so hard for us to believe for God that Christ can heal someone, but we don't have problems believing that if we pray for someone or witness to somebody, they can be led to Christ. And yet Jesus is saying, it's much harder. It's a much bigger miracle for sins to be forgiven than for someone to be healed. "But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Rise up, take up your bed and go home." And he arose and went to his home. When the multitude saw this, they were filled with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax office and said to him, "Follow me," and he rose and followed him. And it happened that he was reclining at the table in the house. And behold, many tax gatherers and sinners came and joined Jesus, his disciples, at the table. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with the tax gatherers and sinners?" When he heard this, he says, "Is it not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are ill? Go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." In this whole little section of scripture, obviously Jesus is identifying himself with sinful people. When he healed the paralytic, he didn't first say, "You're healed." He was healing him by saying, "Your sins are forgiven." And then when he calls Matthew, and so obviously what he's saying, the man needed forgiveness of sins, as we all do. And then when he calls Matthew, Matthew's a notorious sinner. As much as Mary Magdalene was a scandal, being a prostitute, this was even more scandalous. Because this is a person who worked for the Romans and cheated his own people all the time. All tax gatherers did. And he says, "Why does your teacher eat with tax gatherers and with sinners, prostitutes?" And Jesus began to share. He said, "Look, people who aren't sick don't need a physician. But I'm here as the great physician." And the deep condition that Jesus came to heal us of, first and foremost, is the issue of sin. That's why he did it in the order that he did it in the early part of chapter 9. He didn't say, "Rise and walk." First, he said, "Your sins are forgiven." And then he says, "Well, okay, you guys are having a hard time about this. In order that you'll know that I have the authority to forgive sins, rise and walk." It was still about sin issue to him. And as we've said so many times, that Jesus came first and foremost to make a new creature, to create a new humanity, a new world. To do that, he had to conquer the reign of sin, which includes forgiveness and sin's power to control. This evil spiritual disease. And I love what he says in verse 13. This is also often interpreted as, Jesus said, "Go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice." That Jesus is like saying, "I don't need you to make sacrifices. I need you to show compassion." Here's a man who's been called out of a lifestyle of cheating people. Because he's talking about Matthew. He's talking about the man whose sins were forgiven and was healed. But what Christ is saying here is something totally different. He said, go and learn what I mean. I desire compassion, not sacrifice. Matthew did nothing to deserve that. The man who was a paralytic did nothing to deserve that. And Jesus is saying, I didn't need these men to get their act together. I'm not looking for sacrifice. I work on the basis of compassion. When God heals us physically, it's about compassion. It's not about, did I posture myself to earn healing? Am I willing to accept his compassion? Now think about that. And again, if you come again tonight, you'll hear a bigger story because we'll look at some places in Jeremiah and Romans 7. We're going to cheat in Romans because it's spring break, so I'm not going to get back into where we were. We're going to jump ahead and do something we'll do again in months from now. But when, even though Jesus broke the yoke of the reign of sin in our lives, we're forgiven. That virus still lives in the members of our body. This fallen part has not been redeemed yet. But we have a new master. It's our tempter. It's no longer our master. Really, it would be better to say, sin is no longer my master. We now have an indwelling physician. And every time the law of sin pulls at us, there was a time when I was lost when I had no choice as a whole. It was sin controlled me. But now, my great physician says, will you receive my compassion? In other words, moment by moment, when we don't sin is because we've trusted in his compassion to deliver us from sin in that moment. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over the reign of sin moment by moment isn't by me offering sacrifices. Isn't by me getting spiritual enough. Isn't because I've read more Bible. Isn't because I've fasted more. It's because in that moment, because with compassion, you can either receive it or reject it. So I simply receive his compassion to deliver me in that moment from the power of sin. That is so simple to me. It's so powerful to me that my not sinning in this moment isn't by my trying harder to not sin, offering sacrifices to not sin. It's by my simply receiving his compassion to deliver me in that moment. I like it when the Lord makes it simple. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.